something.
I will destroy them all.
Hello, yes, and welcome back to the Coordinate and Attack on Titan podcast. And I'm very, very sorry for the delays in the episodes. We didn't get one out to you last week, and this one's late, and not the episode that was intended. So, Tyler unfortunately has gone missing. His wife assures me he'll come back at some point. Apparently he does this every couple of years. He just disappears for a few weeks, and he'll just turn back up as if nothing's happened. So he probably won't even mention it on next week's episode. So let's not worry too much for now, but yeah, I'm sure he'll be back at some point. But yes, we should. When Tyler is back, he should be talking about the two OVA episodes that are involving Levi, and then because they're a two-parter, and then I believe the next actual section is another two-parter involving Annie. So I'll probably be covering those by myself, but we're going to do the two-parters together. Because I'll be honest with you, I wasn't really prepared today to be doing an episode, so you're going to get some very obtuse bonus material, which is going to be some interviews with members of the Attack on Titan crew. I'll explain more about that in a minute. But yeah, oh my god, yeah, so I'm not really in a good headspace to be recording a full episode today. It's Friday. I'm going to get this episode chipped and chopped and out onto the feed as soon as I possibly can. But it is absolutely sweltering day here in the UK. We're supposed to be breaking all sorts of heat records for what we've achieved. I don't have any sort of air conditioning. I've got a huge fan on in the background, which I'm hoping I can somehow edit out of the audio. So this may be a very janky episode. And I do apologise. We've tried our best on the Coordinate to get better with our stuff over the years, and I think it generally has. The sounding and the quality of everything has got a lot better, but yeah, unfortunately we're in a situation where this is a bit of an off-the-cuff episode, so I do apologize. But also, I love you guys. I want you to have some content, and I want you to enjoy some of the weirdness that we come across in our lives. So what we've got for you today is Tyler managed to get some a humble bumble, or whatever it is, of like just really random Attack on Titan stuff. Some of it's a bit weird, some of it's really cool. What I've got for you today is there's this thing called an Attack on Titan guidebook. And this was a guidebook that was written after kind of the first arc of the comic, of the manga. It actually covers the first 11 collected volumes of Attack on Titan. And there's just some real like weird stuff in here. It's like bits of encyclopedia. There's songs and things in here. There's character profiles, bits and bobs telling you about things. It's a really good guide to sort of bring you up to speed with the events of Attack on Titan. And trapped within this book are some mock interviews with some of the characters. So from their perspective, from the early days of Attack on Titan. So I'm going to be reading out some of those interviews that are in here. But there's some really weird stuff. There's things about like shy titans and other things like that. It's all a bit bonkers. So yep, that's what I've got for you today. And like I say, we've got a whole bunch of this really random Attack on Titan stuff. So I will dish out little things like this on odd occasions just to sort of fill in some of the gaps. And obviously we do intend to at some point get back to reviewing sort of random bits of manga and and anime to see what we're going to be doing after our Attack on Titan life ends next year. Why is it going to end? Why? Also, and I'd love to do this, there's in this guidebook there is actually a cutout thing to make your own colossal titan. So yeah, it's like literally you can cut the pieces out and have a colossal titan face. It's pretty incredible. I'm going to try and print it off one day and maybe put it together, but I'll see what happens. It looks very, very complicated, and I'm surprised that they bothered. So the first imaginary interview is with Eren, Mikasa and Armin, our intrepid trio. Again, from the perspective of kind of the first season of Attack on Titan. And we asked the three friends, how do you make your officers like you? Please teach us your tricks for building good relationships with your officers. Eren answers, I've been busy beating titans down. I've never really thought about that. What about you, Armin? So cheesy. Armin, they're all such wonderful people. So it's all about respect for me. Of course, Commander Erwin can be a little scary. I wonder if he's going to abandon his humanity one day. Mikasa. I can't stand that midget. Shit. Right, apologies, that word is in here. That's, I don't know when this book was made, but that work is not okay anymore. I can't stand that person of height disability, though. He's always going too far with Erin. Question. So, the incident at the deliberation hall was hard for you to watch as his girlfriend, Mikasa, .. we're family. Anyone would get mad if they saw their little brother being treated like that. Erin, hey, I'm not your little brother. Back me up, Armin. Armin, both of you, just stop. The captain's going to get mad at us again. I didn't realise this changes characters so quickly. So the next one is actually with Sasha and Connie, which is called Promising Kung Fu Secrets. So the question is, you seem to be participating in some incredible techniques. Connie, huh? So you've noticed. This is a secret form of Kung Fu I came up with myself. Sasha, that's correct. This is Kung Fu. Question, you came up with these secrets yourself? Connie, Sasha, these are secrets passed down through generations, just like the secrets to smoked meat my family knows. Question. So you've already learned the secrets too? Connie, the hand-to-hand combat the corpse teaches is old and dated. We're going to create a new legacy. This is so dumb. I'm so sorry, people. I'm sure we should come up with better stuff than this. And so the next interview is We're Warriors with Reiner and Bertol. So the question asked is, what about you changed after entering the corpse? Well, the fact that you're fucking douchebag titans. Reiner, I'd have to say my sense of responsibility. We're carrying the future of humanity on our shoulders, and that really inspires you. Bertol, Reiner, you're... That's it. Question. Do you have a favourite food? Reiner. Soldier. Do you have a favourite word? Soldier. What a great word, says Reiner. Bertol. Reiner. Aren't you a warrior? Huh? What's that supposed to mean? Says Reiner. Bertol. I'm trying to tell you. You're really... Reiner. You can't be really weird. You can be really weird sometimes. Come on, let's go. Okay, that's a weird spoiler. Well, there's not even a spoiler. This is weird. This is all weird. So we're on to the second section of imaginary interviews now. This is not going as swimmingly as I thought. I hope this is mildly entertaining to you guys, because this is all a bit silly to me. So we're having one with Marco Polo, and Jean. So the question is, Marco, what do you think of Jean after you entered the Survey Corps? Marco, his attitude has gotten much better. You could say he's become less abrasive. Jean, really? I think it's just that you and I are... Oh, there you go again, sounding like a model student. Is it? Are they gay together? I didn't pick up on that. I'm picking up on it now. Question, Reiner. Reiner said you've changed too. Jean, I've had a ton to think about. I've had a ton to think about. I think the only one who wouldn't change after all this suicidal... I think I've had a ton to think about. Full stop. It's like on the edge of the page, I couldn't see it. I think the only one who wouldn't change after all this is that suicidal blockhead, Marco. Come on, that's enough. Failed affection. I like you better now, Jean. You've even been able to admit you can be scared now. Jean, that's not funny. Marco, you need to keep growing. No matter who you become, I'll always be your friend. Jean, .. I did promise not to let you down. Just keep watching, here. And then this one is Stop living your life pretending you're a good girl, which is with Krista and Ymir. Remember who Krista is? Question. Krista, your personality has become much more outgoing. Ymir. I know, right? She was always worried over some pointless junk. God, that was annoying. Krista. Listen, Ymir, it's never been that simple. I had to keep my name a secret from everyone. Question. Is there anything you want to do now? Krista. I want to apologise to everyone for hiding my name. I also want to experience things all over again, this time while being my true self. Ymir, that's my Krista. Let's get married as soon as this stupid interview is over. Alright. And the next interview is with Olu and Petra. Okay, I see the way these interviews are going now. You two came to a very shocking end. Ulu, I let that Titan win. You don't seem to understand. Beating a Titan isn't necessarily the best way to get noticed. Petra, the female Titan was a tough enemy, so I can't be surprised at what happened. But if the captain was in that situation? Ulu, ha! With the right methods, there's nothing I can't defeat. Hey, are you trying to imitate the captain yet again? You're the one who followed me, Petra. But don't think it's a little early. But don't you think it's a little early to be acting like my wife? And here we go. This is the last set of imaginary interviews. So, again, apologies for all this. This in my head, this seems like it's going to be a terrible episode. You never know, though. It's going to be short. So, who's this with? This is too busy cleaning to take a moment. This is Levi and Erwin. Excuse me, we were hoping to speak to Commander Erwin. Levi, watch it. You're looking filthy. You'll get this room dirty. Wait outside. This is one rule you need to follow if you're going to talk to Erwin. Erwin, that's enough intimidation, Levi. Question. Commander Erwin, phew. Erwin, sorry, he's a stickler for neatness. He can't stand dirt. Levi, I'm disappointed to hear that, Erwin. These old Survey Corps headquarters used to be in a shambles. You're the only one who used them... You're only able to use them like this because of me, you realise? Erwin, okay, let's start the interview. Levi, I've got better things to do. I'll be cleaning this room. I didn't realise Levi was a clean freak. They'd kind of miss me. Sonny Bean, I'll never forget you. This is the Hanji interview. It's too bad that Sonny and Bean... ... Whenever I see Titans on the battlefield, I remember those two little ones. Bean was such a night owl. You're reminiscing? Hanji. Do you want to hear more? You want to know more about Sonny and Bean? Well, this might take a while. I'll start from the very beginning. I'll light a candle and tell you everything. I'll even talk about the conversations we used to have. 7 hours later. And that's it for Sonny. As for Bean... interview 10 with Instructor. Oh, the psycho guy. is there something you want to say to me, you little brat? Instructor. You. What did you come here to ask? Sir, I'm here about the 104th... Them again. I'm happy they're doing their duty as soldiers. Is there anything else? No, wait. I have one more thing. I can't believe that farting girl joined the Survey Corps. I knew she was talented, but I don't get it. Oh, that's funny. Who's this one with? Hans. Hans. Hannies? Hannies? Hans? You seem to make a natural captain. You seem to make a natural captain these days. Hans. I miss those days when Erin would make fun of me as I drank. All I needed were the guts to drink on the job, not the bravery I need now to fight those Titans. Oh, good to be back to those days. And that's it. Yeah, that last one was a bit shit. Like I said, this was an impromptu episode. I'll try and find some better content I could do next time. But hopefully next week, Tyler should be back from wherever he's disappeared off to. You know, last time he ended up like somewhere in Canada. So I'm sure they'll find him. And once he's back, he'll be doing the two Levi episodes of the OVAs. And then I'll be doing two Annie episodes of the OVAs after that. And then I think the OVA is done. And then we'll be getting back to some wonderful switching weekly content where we watch random animes or read random mangas to see what we're going to do next. All right, guys. I've been Bill. I've been sweltering hot in this 32 degrees heat. Don't ask me to say what that is in Fahrenheit. Probably like 100 degrees or something. I don't know. It's not boiling point. You know, boiling, you know, stuff freezes at 0 degrees and boils at 100. So we use that system for measuring temperature. Don't use Fahrenheit. Weird. Anyway, I've been Bill. This has been Attack on Titan, the Cordant podcast. And I hope to see you all next time. So remember, don't get eaten by imaginary people giving imaginary interviews about imaginary cartoon characters. See you all later, people. Love you all. Bye.